This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary. And speaking of extraordinary, history has just been made. For the first time ever, a U.S. citizen, Chicago native Robert Prevost, has been elected Pope in just 2 days, emerging from one of the swiftest Vatican conclaves on record. For comparison, the actual fastest conclave took place in 1503, with Pope Julius II chosen in just a few hours. But now, the longest papal election is another story. After Pope Clement IV died in 1268, and before conclaves had to be held in Rome, the cardinals gathered in Viterbo were deadlocked for nearly 3 whole years. The city's authorities, desperate for resolution, locked the cardinals in, reduced their food to just bread and water, and then even removed part of the roof to encourage a decision. The cardinals, now perhaps divinely inspired by discomfort, then swiftly elected Pope Gregory X, who then formalized the process, decreeing that future papal elections must be held in strict secrecy and in complete isolation, or conclave, which is Latin for with a key, giving us the very word conclave. While Gregory's reforms curbed marathon conclaves, they didn't eliminate the drama. Over the centuries, conclaves have seen betting scandals, international interference and intrigue, eavesdropping by everything from an ear at the door to modern electronics, secret messages smuggled in all manner of things, including ravioli and chicken carcasses, and of course, the election of two popes by animals. In AD 236, way before cardinals were secluded, a layman visiting Rome during the deliberation had a dove suddenly land upon his head, a scene reminiscent of the Holy Spirit descending on Jesus at his baptism. The gathered crowd interpreted this as a divine sign and unanimously proclaimed him pope. As he was not ordained in any way, they quickly made him a priest and then a bishop so he could assume the papacy as Pope Fabian I. And if that's not incredible enough, in 1623, a swarm of bees suddenly entered the conclave and clustered around Cardinal Maffeo Barberini. As the cardinal's coat of arms featured 3 bees, this was seen as a sign from God, and he was promptly elected Pope Urban VIII. Pranks have also played a part in the process. In 1655, after months of inconclusive voting, some younger cardinals, apparently bored with their confinement, began playing tricks on their elders. One, dressed as the Holy Ghost, startled an older cardinal so badly that he fell down and died. Indeed, conclaves can be dangerous. Take 1605, when rival factions became so heated that cardinals actually came to blows, with the commotion reportedly so raucous that the melee could be heard outside by the gathering crowd. And then there have been rumors of poison. During the 1241 conclave, a leading papal candidate allegedly died of poisoning, with the pope elected in that same session dying mysteriously just 17 days later. And in 1550, during a conclave notoriously rife with bribery and intrigue, a top candidate fell seriously ill and withdrew, prompting such concern that the cardinals insisted only their own trusted aides deliver their meals. Conclaves have always been high-stakes affairs. Deciding who will lead and influence the world's 1.4 billion Catholics, many of whom hold various positions of authority in every nation all over the globe. And that's why I'm glad to have an American now sit the chair of St. Peter. We're still a relatively young country, and so the introduction of a Windy City White Sox fan who loves the deep dish over at Ariello's on Harwood may bring a breath of fresh air to an older Rome. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.